When we praise Hashem in the third Halukah, we first praise Hashem min Hashemayim from the heaven, and then later on it's Halu as Hashem min Haaretz, we praise Hashem from the land. And what's fascinating is that midway through the Mizmor, we actually flip because we say Hodo al Eretz v'Shamayim. So the question is, why does the Mizmor start with Shamayim and then Eretz? But here, Hodo al Eretz v'Shamayim, the majesty of Hashem, is first Eretz, the land, and then Shamayim, then the heavens. So I want to share with you two different answers. The Be'iri explains that the point of this statement is that to tell us that Hashem's Hod, Hashem's majesty, is even on the Eretz. You might have thought that Hashem, of course, Hod al Shamayim, that Hashem's majesty is found in the heavens. But in the lowly land, it's Hashem's Hod, His majesty is not found. The point is, it's just like when we say, Kabeda Sevicha Vesimecha, honor your father and your mother. We typically would honor our mother more than we would honor our father. So Torah says, according to Rashi, honor your father and your mother. And does even honor your father, because that's why it mentions the father first. So similar here, Hod al Eretz v'Shamayim, Hashem's majesty is even found on earth. We might only think that Hashem's glory is in Shemayim in heaven, but no, it's emphasized it's even here on the land. The Malvin has a totally different explanation. He explains the following. And in reality, Hashem's majesty is found more in the Eretz than in the Shemayim. Up here on earth, Hashem's majesty is found more than in Shemayim. Why? He writes, Shegam Shahim Balei HaBechira Shem Hashem Nisgav Etzlam, that if someone has free will and praises Hashem, that shows even more glory than the heavens. Since on earth we have human beings and they using their free will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the greatest majesty of Hashem. And that's why we first mentioned Hodol Eretz v'Shamayim. It's true that Hashem's glory first started with the Shemayim. He first created the heavens, and then He created the land. But Hashem's majesty, His greatest glory, comes from when we, His people, praise Him. And that's why that comes before the Hodol Eretz, before Shabayim.